The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do these things. Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or of human origin?" They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say to us, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." He himself said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, when I was in junior high, so my 6th, 7th, and 8th grade years, there was a girl in my class who I liked very much. I thought that one day we would get married, but God had other plans. Her name was Nicole, and I thought, gosh, she's so beautiful. And, well, there was another boy in my class who also liked Nicole a lot, and he didn't want me to like her, so what he did, he kind of rallied a few other kids in the class, three or four other boys, and they would leave me out of everything. They wouldn't talk to me on the playground. They wouldn't play with me. You know, if they were going out on the field to play soccer, they would not let me be part of the game. And one of the boys was kind of appointed by this guy who also liked Nicole to pick on me in the classroom. So, and he would do it quietly so the teacher couldn't hear during class, and he would just make these little snide remarks. I remember it was my worst experience in all my years of grade school. And I thought of that when I read the gospel today, because the scribes and the Pharisees, they do something similar to our Lord. They come to him and they say, "By what authority are you doing these things?" Right? Who gave you this authority? But the reality is, they didn't even want to know. Their hearts were closed to our Lord. And students, who is it that makes us close our hearts to another person? It's never God. God always wants us to leave our hearts open to others. When our hearts are closed to a person, it's the work of the evil one. God wants us to love, and the evil one wants us to hate. In the last few months, there's been a couple of times where I'm going to meet with somebody that I've never met with before. And on two of these occasions, someone has told me right before I go into these meetings, they've told me something bad about the person I'm about to meet with. You know, "Gosh, Father, I don't know if you know this, but one time this person did this, or that person said that." And I go into these meetings, and it surprised me, because when I sit down with this person, I already have in my mind a preconceived idea of what that person is like. And I have to fight to keep my heart open to this person, even though I've never even met him before. Even though I don't even know if what I've been told about them is true. And I realize that is not of God. You know, and sometimes people say things to us, or maybe we even say things to other people, to color their image of another person. Maybe even somebody in our class. You know, "Gosh, do you know the kinds of things that that person does on the weekend? Have you seen the clothes that they wear outside of school? You know, look at that person's shoes." And then our hearts are not open to love that classmate as we're supposed to. My dad, there are two things I remember from grade school in a particular way that I'm so thankful that he would remind me of often. He would say to me regularly, he would say, "Jeremy, if you notice anybody in your class who is being excluded, You be the one to reach out to that person. Because if you were in their position, you would want someone to reach out to you. And he would also say, whenever I went to a school dance, he would say, if you see any girl that no one else is dancing with, you be the one to go up and say, would you like to dance? Always be the one to build people up and make them feel special, rather than be the one to tear people down. We ask our Lord for the grace to always do that.